United States soybean farmers are helping to feed a growing world by teaching livestock, poultry, and fish farmers in developing and emerging countries how to better feed their animals for greater protein production. Through the Soybean Checkoff and investments from USDA and others, the World Initiative for Soy in Human Health, also called WISH, is active in Africa, Asia, and Latin America, teaching how soy can aid in feeding their people. South Dakota soybean farmer Don Shire of Salem recently witnessed one project in action in Cambodia. Shire explains, through the commercialization of aquaculture for sustainable trade, known as CAST, WISH has helped Cambodian fish farmers transition from traditional homemade fish feed to more efficient and sustainable pellet-based feeds.
So when we first started the project, these guys really didn't know what we could do for them, how soybeans can help them be more sustainable in this project. So they had to basically learn what floating fish food was, and how soybean can help with that. When they first started, they were just taking garbage, throwing it in. They weren't monitoring. They didn't know about breeding.
Pellet-based feed not only enhances farm efficiency and fish health, but also opens the door for increased use of U.S. soy on fish farms in Cambodia.
They actually have now, since we've been there, they have a plant that is taking and making fish food in Cambodia since the first time. So that's a good growth right there.
The CAST project also assists with teaching the advantages of raceway aquaculture over whole pond production. WISH plans to continue CAST projects in emerging countries, boosting trade opportunities for U.S. soybean farmers. Reporting for the South Dakota Soybean Checkoff, I'm Pam Geppert.